Hello guys, Cyber Stu here. Doing a quick unedited video to put out this week, as we know the festive season is coming, and that can create anxiety, fear, an unsettled feeling in a lot of people in recovery, especially if you're in early recovery. I got sober, clean and sober, on the 24th of November 2004. Right? So it was bang just before the festive season, the festive fun. But I have to be honest, the reality for me personally was that the festive period I could use as an excuse, yeah. But there was 364 days prior to that that I drunk and used alcoholically and like an addict. Christmas wasn't the be-all and end-all for me. I know it's a major trigger for a lot of people. I'm just letting you know, for me, it was not a be-all and end-all. Having said that, it was still a testing time. So I wrote down a couple of notes here of things that helped me in that period. And hopefully they can help you as well. The first one, and it's a pretty obvious one. They're all pretty obvious, but the first one is that do not be alone. Yeah, do not be alone. Do not be alone with your own thoughts. Do not be alone with your own feelings and your own fears. Yeah, you cannot do that. It doesn't matter who you're with in a positive way, right? So what I'm saying here is if you're in recovery, early recovery, long-term sobriety, whatever it might be, do not be alone. Get to a meeting, talk to people in fellowships that are having the same journey as you. You know, I think that's paramount. It has to be done, because if you're with like-minded people, you're thinking the same, you're hearing little tips, you're hearing little pointers, you're hearing little nuggets of information that gets you over that period, right? It keeps you safe. So I think that's very important. Number two, again, I think it's very self-explanatory. And that's keep out of wet places, man. Like, why do you want to be in them at the festive period? You know, you're full of, okay, wet places, pubs, bars, clubs. If you feel safe and you feel strong within your recovery, then there's no issues in being in a wet place. If you do not feel safe and you feel vulnerable, then why are you in them? That's the question you want to be asking yourself. Are you testing yourself? Why are you in them? Don't go in them. That's my advice. I wouldn't be in them. And I'll tell you why I wouldn't be in them. Because one, you've got every drinker and user who don't normally use out over the festive period. And you've also got the people that do use on a regular basis out over the festive period. So you've got more and more and more people getting on it. And if you're vulnerable early in recovery, feeling that fear, you can get a little thought in your head potentially that tells you it's all right, look around, everyone else is doing it. It ain't all right. It's dangerous. That's my opinion, okay? Keep out of wet places and you will stay safer. Number three, not everyone can do this. I feel blessed that I can, but that's being honest with other people. You know, I will put my hand up and tell people I'm a recovered addict every day of the week. Why? Because I'm proud to be recovered, proud to be an addict. If I wasn't an addict and I wasn't recovered, I wouldn't be the man I am today. Yeah, so I wear it like a badge of honour. I am a recovered addict and I'm a proud man. Now, if you can be honest with people and you can tell people, I don't want to go here, I don't want to do this, I only want to spend a certain amount of time there because I've got issues with alcohol or drug addictions, yeah? Now, if you're saying that to a person, a good person, they will accept what you're saying. They won't push you into an angle that you don't want to go down, and they will hear it. If you don't tell them, and they're pushing you, can you then fail to peer pressure, potentially? So my advice would be, always be honest with yourself and with others, 100%. Number four, I touched upon it right at the beginning. You know, it's about looking at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that it's a festive period, And it's only for a short period of time. So if you're being honest, if you're wrapping yourself around people who are like-minded in recovery, who are open and honest, and talking a recovery talk rather than talking festive, drunk madness talk, you know, you're keeping it in perspective. Keeping it in perspective is important. It's a couple of day period. You know, it ain't the end of the world. But tap into people in the recovery world, even on social media. Do you know what I mean? Or watch some YouTube videos about people talking inspirationally about recovery. You know, get that thought planted permanently in your head over this period. The next one, massively important. Have a plan and stick to it, yeah? So if you're going to family, relatives, friends, even wet places, bars and clubs, yeah, have a plan and stick to it. So if you tell yourself, I'm going to my aunt's where everyone's drinking, it's all going to get a little bit chaotic. I am going for 2 hours, and at the end of that 2 hours, I am leaving, right? Because you know yourself. You know whether that, you know, a 2 hour thing's okay in your mind or a 6 hour thing's really not. So be honest. Again, it's being honest with yourself and with others. Set yourself a plan. Don't set yourself up to fail. Set yourself up to succeed. I'm going for 2 hours. I'm going for 1 hour. I'm going for 3 hours, whatever that might be. Set a plan. Stick to it. Stay safe. And do you know what? This is, you know, I don't want to swear here, but don't give a monkey's what other people think. Yeah, you are you. You've got your life. Your addiction is your addiction. It's personal to you. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Stay safe. Be honest. Tell who you want to tell. Don't tell others if you don't want to. But don't care what people think. You're an addict. And you know what? If you're in recovery, I'm proud of you. Have a safe, safe, safe festive period. Listen, guys, you want to hit me up on Instagram and we can have a chat. I'm always on there, on and off, on and off. You know, if you're feeling vulnerable, drop me a message. And there's plenty of other people out there you can do that to as well. Get to fellowships. Be honest. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Stay safe. Keep talking. And then before you know it, the festive period, done. Have a happy Christmas, not a merry one, a happy Christmas. Love you all.